Amen. Thank you for unto that day. He will call us one day, won't he? Sure will. Got your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Lamentations. Jeremiah's Lamentations. You find Jeremiah, his father did. That's where I find some of these books. Judgment of God had fallen. Jeremiah, the prophet, had prophesied it. Which, you know, a lot of people didn't believe it. Now he's lamenting and weeping over what had happened. Even what some he was going through with. Whether you believe it or not, we don't like to think about it. But just as sure as God judged them then, it's coming again. Yes, it is. And the verses I'm going to read, what Jeremiah's, these five chapters, sometimes I've never noticed, I got looking at it this week. Four of these chapters, you got, 22 verses? This chapter I'm reading out of, you got 66. Same as many as three of the other ones. But Jeremiah's weeping over the condition, the judgment that God had poured out upon the land. So my heart goes out for us here in America. Begin reading verse number 18 of Lamentation chapter number 3. Lamentation chapter 3, verse number 18. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath then still in remembrance. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humble in me. But here it happened. Then this I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. For it's the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord's good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It's good the man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. For it's good for a man that he hear the voice, hear by the yoke in his youth. Notice what he said in verse 22. It's the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. I like this. They're new every year, every morning. Hallelujah. Is God unfaithful? No. His faithfulness is great. You know, I like that verse as many times. I thought about the verse. It simply says this. If we confess our sins, God's what? Faithful. And just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Folks, I'm glad we're serving a merciful, loving, kindness, faithful, good God. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for the opportunity to break forth the bread of life this morning. We pray your blessings upon this scripture. Pray it open them up unto us. Without you, we can do nothing. But God, we know as you can do all things in your hand, your care. And Lord, when Jeremiah had almost given up hope, God, you brought to his remembrance how good you are. And I pray you do it again this morning. When it seemed like there's no hope, hope is hopeless. In a dark, sin-cursed world that we're living in now, we ask you, God, to renew our hope and strength this morning in every heart and life that's here, and encourage us in your word. And God will ever thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Jeremiah got to a place, he was going through a lot of things himself. He was there when the judgment of God fell. And you know what? He got to a place, he was saying, I've lost hope. That's what he's saying. My strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. But you know what? He called to remembrance. Now you can remember some things as not good. And he was remembering, he was thinking about the things that were going on. He thought about what God could have blessed the nation, what it could have been if it had turned back to God and all these things. But you know what? He remembered something. The Bible said, I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Listen, if your hope is almost perishing, remember one thing. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews that hope is what? The anchor of the soul. It's a hope. Thank God if you don't have hope. The Bible said we've almost, in the book of Corinthians, we have all men most miserable. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are most men what? Miserable, miserable. Miserable. We're living in a miserable generation and a miserable people and a miserable hour. But I want to thank God that we got hope beyond this life. I don't just have hope in this life in Christ. It goes beyond it. And Jeremiah began to recall and begin to remember. It's good to remember how good God is. He's never been anything else. He judges. He chastens. He whips. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, my parent didn't love me. He tell you what, you know what? The Bible said God chastens. Who, you know who he chastens? Them that what? He loves. You know what? A lot of times people, young and the same, well, my parents, if he whoops me, don't love me. Listen, no, listen. Hey, God loves you and God will chasten you. Like if you got parents that love you, if you had parents that chasten you, correct you, you ought to thank God for it, because God will correct and God will chasten. But it mean, don't mean that he don't love us. He still loves us. That's why he does it. He don't go around, you know, sometimes and say, why did that person get by with that? You don't go around most of the time. You may whoop some of your grandyoungers. I did that a time through, had to. But you know what? Most time, whose youngins do you correct? Your own. Who's God do? He got his own. He'll deal with others. He'll correct. He'll listen. He'll draw them. He'll speak to them. But he deals with his children a different way. And he was dealing with a nation here that's supposed to have been serving him and loving him. They got away from him. And God was correcting him and dealing him, and judgment come upon him. And it got Jeremiah to the place. It looked like his hope was gone. But he started to say, hey, he remembered something. If you look around, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to the news. Look at all that's going on. Whew. It'll discourage you. But Jeremiah said, I'm going to remember something else. What is he remembering? He said, I come to my mind. Well, here it is. Therefore, have I hope. Why did he have hope? The first thing he says, it's the Lord's mercies. I'm glad, glory to God, my hope strengthened and renewed when I think about the mercies of God. You know, the reason, I got no telling how many times I think about that prayer when them two went up to the temple to pray. Who was it that was saying, Lord, I'm so glad I'm not like these other folk. Huh? I fast twice a week. I give this. I do that. And I go on. He said, I'm not like that other fella. Didn't he? But guess what? Guess who went down? Justified. Was it the one bragging on himself? No. It was the one that said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know who God forgives? He's a merciful God. And he forgives those that'll just be honest and say, Lord, be merciful to me. And you know what? That's the only reason I have forgiveness. That's the only reason I can stand here this morning is because God is a merciful God. And he forgave me. And he's still forgiving. He's a loving and a merciful God. And that's the reason I'm not consumed. You know what? I was thinking about, I was trying to come through town the other day, and I'm not being critical, but I couldn't even get through town. And I got to thinking about, Lord, we got a lot of trick-or-treaters. We do. But you know what a thought come to me? May pull some tricks if you don't give them a treat. But I'm going to tell you something, you can't trick God. You know what else I thought? Brother Danny, sure be nice. If we could gather a crowd like that, we'd just go down there and preach on the street, wouldn't we? But always remember, whatever, whenever, God knows all things. I read a verse in Scripture. I didn't mark it a while ago. Just read it this morning. I read it, I'm sure, before, but it didn't dawn on me. It hit me again. You know what it said? God said, you can't hide from me. He said, I feel the whole earth. Where are you going to hide? You can't hide from God. No, you can't. He fills the whole earth, he said. He's everywhere.
Yes.
Darkness don't hide us from him. You can't get anywhere. He don't know where you are. And listen, he's there to help. But I'm telling you, he's a merciful God. And that's the reason we're not consumed. And the reason this world has consumed us up. And the reason that you haven't been consumed by this or consumed by that is because God's mercy. Don't ever get to the place where you boast and brag. I'm glad I'm not like them other folk. Watch it. Paul said, I am what I am. By what? The grace of God. You know what I like about the Apostle Paul? He admitted when he's a sinner, he was what? Chief. Not top one. And you know what he said when he was a saint? I'd put him up by on top of the saint, wouldn't you? But you know what he said about himself? Least of the saints. We have to be careful about putting somebody else on a pedal, let alone ourselves. Right? Truth. But he said, thy mercy is mercy. Mercy. What he said? He said, Lord's mercy is that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. And when the Jeremiah began to call to his remembrance that God was a merciful God and his compassions fail not, this hope revived. Hallelujah. You know what I'm looking for? Blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know what I heard a preacher say on TV about the coming of the Lord? He's talking to his wife, telling her how much he loved her and cared for. You know what he said? They older than I am. You know what he said? He said, I'm praying the Lord will come. He was talking about death, talking about separation. Before one of us had to separate from the other. I said, yeah, brother, it'd be a good thing. But you know what? He is coming. He's coming. The Lord's mercy. Amen. And his compassion. He's always compassionate. You know what the Bible said? Having compassion makes what? Difference. Thank you. Somebody's reading your Bible. Most of you are. Having compassion, making a difference. Aren't you glad that God has compassion. I heard Brother Stanley preaching this morning on the radio. TV, I mean. And you know what? He was preaching on kindness. Kindness. Whoa, man, he listed off a whole list of things. Said, mark it if this is fitting you. Are you kind? That's something to think about. God's got compassion. You know what's wrong with most of us? We don't have much compassion. But God's full of it. If he hadn't been, he would never look my way. But God said his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Hallelujah. I like that part. They knew every morning. You know what? It's not easy sometimes. You think you got something new. Sometimes you get something about, well, that's new. No, somebody else done preached it. You have one. It's not new. It may be new to us that morning. But I'm glad that there's so much in this book. It's still new. It's still new. It don't get old. And thank God it's new every morning. He's brought me to another night, and he's woke me up and got me up and got me to a place. He's got something new for me. And sometimes I can't hardly wait. I wake up, and I won't go back to sleep, and can't go back to sleep. I said, well, get up and see what he got new for me this morning. I'd have watched myself. I sit down and start reading the Bible. I'll be late going where I'm supposed to be going. But you know what? He's got something new for you. Won't you try it? Oh, no wonder Jeremiah's hope revived and his hope was strengthened because God, he got to thinking about God. We get our minds on the Lord and see what he's got new for us. It don't get old and stale. It's fresh like a spring water. It's new. I like it. I love it. It's wonderful. It's new. You can go to bed with it, and you can get up with it. It's fresh. Fresh. Hallelujah. Best thing there are. That's what it, and when you go to feasting and drinking on that, it'll renew your hope. That's what he said. Oh, he said, is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Though we remain unfaithful, what does God do? He's still faithful. I'm glad God don't, his faithfulness and compassion don't depend upon our faithfulness and our compassion. But, amen? Because he's God. And he remains faithful. You know, we his bride. Huh? I'll tell you what. He's faithful to his church. Hallelujah. And always will be. He'll never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's always faithful to his word. I was reminded what the psalmist said in Psalm 119. What did he say? He said, Lord, remember your word wherein you've caused your servant to what? Hope. You say, thank God forgot his word? No, he ain't forgot it. But psalmist is telling him, Lord, remember your word. You've caused me to, that's what caused me to hope. I hope in that word. I know. Listen, we ain't got to worry about God. It's us remembering it. Hey, But you know what? The psalmist said, remember thou word, O Lord, where thy cause I serve to hope. Thank God we can talk to the Lord. He did. And said, Lord, this is what your word said, and I'm hoping on it. And Lord, remember what you said. And he will, thank God. He's true to his word. He's faithful to his word. He'll do what he said he would do. Thank God there's hope beyond this life into the world to come because of what he tells us in his word. His blessed word. Hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, you know how to be down and out. You know how to be depressed. I see an older gentleman yesterday. He said, I'm glad you come. I said, you're looking like you're doing better. He said, I am since you came to see me. You don't ever know what a visit will make. He said, it gets a little hard sometimes sitting around, not feeling good. I went to the doctor 1 week, 3 weeks. Last time I went, he was gone. But you know what? There's hope in the Lord. Whatever we may have to go through with in this life, physically, sickness or physical health or whatever else, he's still with us. You know what all I went through with going on 2 years ago? I don't ever remember any time of it when I got where I could remember anything where I thought God was not with me. Never. Thank God he didn't let me get depressed. No. You know why? I had hope. Then. Had hope. And I'm telling you, I'm certain that to say to you, no matter what you had to go through with, there's hope. You may get where you can't turn over in the bed. You may get where you can't feed yourself. You don't know what you may have to go through with. I've been through it. But I'm telling you, there's hope in the Lord. So don't give up. Look up. Amen. Look up. Look up. So they knew every morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, here it is. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. He's my portion, and I hadn't lost it. He's still my portion. Not part of it. He's my all and all. He is. The Lord's my portion. I read that in the book of Psalms, too. It said, Psalmist said, he's my portion. Need nothing else for him. He's all in all, ain't he? Hallelujah. Well, is God good? Yes. Listen to what he says. The Lord's my portion. What has he said? Therefore will I hope in him. See all these things the psalmist is bringing to his remembrance. And he said, I'm going to hope in him. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Every man, the Bible says, that have this hope in himself. Purifieth himself, what book of 1 John says. Right. Even as he is pure. If you got hope in the Lord, and you know he's coming, that blessed hope, then the Bible said if we have this hope, we'd be willing to listen, let him purify us and sanctify us, and we'll surrender and submit unto him and walk in his will because we got that hope, that blessed hope, that purifying hope, that glorious hope, that hope that's an anchor for your soul, thank God. What's an anchor do? Keeps you from tossing to and fro. Keeps you from the waves and the winds from blowing you everywhere. If you anchored, you anchored. Whew. Thank God. It's a good old big anchor too. It holds. And didn't you sing a song one time, anchor holds? Mm-hmm. Hit a listen, hole. Hit a hole. Then what's he say? The Lord, verse 25, is good unto them that wait for him, to them, to the soul that seeketh him. The Lord is good. You cannot charge him with anything else. He's a good God. He's great. He's merciful. He's forgiving. He's loving kindness. I'm telling you, he's got a lot of patience and a lot of mercy. Or he never put up what's going on in America today. I got some, in case I forget it, I was given some of these from another church. Hey, someone back on that back bench, get you one and read it. You can have this if you want it. Bad law, bad choice. Amendment 2. Don't legalize marijuana again. That's what it is. It's on the ballot. I was told that. But you know what? God's good. He wants the best for you. You know, a lot of times people say, you just won't want me to have this or that. No, God ain't trying to hold something that's good for you. He wants to keep anything away from you that's bad for you. And he wants to keep it away from me. God wants the best for you. God wants what's good for you. He's a good God. You know what Billy Sunday preached? He went to town years ago. Probably 100 years ago, close to it anyhow. You know what he'd do? He preached. He went into a town. That's when he had a lot of saloons. He went to a town, had 22 saloons in it. And he had revival. Guess how many of them was closed when he left? 20 of them. He went in them, witnessed and preached to the owners. And there's 20 of them. Listen, they'd come. A lot of them come. Got converted. And 20 of those 22 saloons closed down. That's revival. If we don't have something like that in America today, we sunk, folk. We sunk. I'm just telling you, there's a better way and a better life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ. And it's new every morning. Glory to God. You know how to drown it in nothing else. You can have joy and peace and a new mercy and new grace, new strength every morning for the day. It's yours. It's available. And his hope. Hallelujah. It's good that a man should both hope, verse 26, and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It's good, verse 27, for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Just go ahead and bear it up. I tell you what, if you live for God in your youth, it don't get out and soil them wild oaks. It'll be easier on you in your older days. I'm telling you. Only thing I'd have, if I had any choice, I'd have come to Christ before then. But thank God he saved me when I was 20. I surrendered to preaching and I was almost 25. But you know what? Anything, if I'd have said, Lord, earlier would have been better. But thank God he saved me before I got my family raised. Got to sow a few seeds. I'm telling you, he's in the saving business. Hallelujah. He's in the mercy business. Uh-huh. He's in the family business. He wants the best for your home, best for your wife, best for your husband, best for your children. He's a good God. And he got something for you new every morning. If you want it, it's good. They that wait on the Lord, what he said, and they that seek him. He's good. He'll be good to you. Yeah. We ought to see how good we can be to one another because God is marvelously, wonderfully, gloriously good to us. Isn't he? He sure is. He's a good God. Amen? Yeah. Hey, he wants to use you. He wants you to be available. So I want you to wake up in the morning. Here's what I want you to do. Lord, what you got for me this morning? Woo! What you got for me today? not wake up, oh, dread another day. What have I got to do? Rejoice. Rejoice. I read this verse again too. Rejoice. This is the day. It's the Lord's day. Rejoice in it. He said, be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord. Get up in the morning. Say, Lord, this is your day. What you got for me? You got something new for me? You know, it's strange. You ever noticed young'uns? They may have a dozen toys out here, but they ready for that new one. Isn't that right? Ready for that new one. They'll play with it a while and they get old. They're gone. But you know what? God got something new for us. Hey, we his young'uns. I don't know about you, but I want to find out what it is. I was looking at it, I said, Lord, I really want to know what's new for me. He got new grace every day, new strength every day, new guidance. He got something for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to pour out his spirit on you. Yes. Pour out his comfort and his grace upon you. He wants to be there close to you. That's my Lord. Amen. But I'm going to keep you, long this morning because you think it's later than it is. I never set mess of my clocks yet. So I don't know what time it is, but I know it's, we backed it up, didn't we? I know Rebecca told me this morning she worked last night. And she come by the house this morning. I said, well, just getting off? And she said, yeah, they had a, but you know what I never thought about? She said, we had to work an extra hour. Well, she did. In the nursing home. Well, at 2 o'clock, I guess she just back the clock up or stop it for an hour or something. Anyway, we always set ours at night or wait the next morning or sometime that week, whenever. But so when it come time to get off, she done had an hour in there, just gone. I said, we get it back next year. I mean, next spring. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. But I'm tell you something. God's got something new for you. You said, yeah, there might be something I might not want to go through with. Well, he's still on the throne. He's still ruling. He's still reigning. See, his hands. All things work together for good. Them that what? Love God. That are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. So get up in the morning. Say, Lord, you got some new mercy. You got some new compassion. You got something for me today. Show it to me. You might not see it then. But if you ask him before the day's over, you'll see his hand somewhere. In your guidance, in your leadership, in your protection, in your his mercy. I've seen the mercy of God is beyond comparison daily. He's so wonderful. Now I want to say to you, read that scripture again. It's so good. Hallelujah. Great is our faithfulness. Compassions fail not. And his mercy in all his things. He said, when I call to my remembrance. So if you've forgotten, I pray God's reminded you this morning of all his things about himself. That our hope has been renewed. Would you stand with me?